Welcome to Build the Weight Loss Practice of Your Dreams. If you have questions about how to build your weight loss business, Carol Clark has answers. Join her each week as she and her expert guests share actionable steps to better outcomes for your clients and more revenue and referrals for you. It's time to experience your ultimate success and enjoy what you do each and every day.
Hi everyone, it's Carol Clark here, your bariatric business coach with Weight Loss Practice Builder. And today I'm here to talk to you about whether or not you practice what you preach. Now, we all work with weight loss patients, surgical or non-surgical or both. And one of the things that's very important in terms of congruency is to practice what you preach. And I'm not saying that you have to be perfect at everything. You need to work out 6 days a week and you need to never eat anything that has more than 10 carbs in it. I'm just saying you really do need to sort of practice what you preach, and it can be really hard. And I can attest to that. There's days that are really good and there's days that aren't so hot when it comes to my diet or my fitness. But the reality is, it's always in the back of my head. And I know internally I feel so much better when what I'm doing is congruent with the way I feel and what I know I should be doing, just from a health perspective for myself and as an example for those that I serve. So I'm just going to ask you that question. Do you feel like you have that great congruency? And if you do, I say yay, celebrate. That's so great. If you don't, then what I ask you to do is just sort of think about that. Just think of what it would be. Now, here we have a full fitness center, we have a nutritional store, and so we're very tuned in and have an expectation pretty much for our employees to participate and to use some of the products. We encourage them to do that. We actually cut the price way low so that it's very affordable for them. And quite frankly, we pick things that we really love. And so every morning we've got our shakes going. And when we have fitness classes, oftentimes staff are right there next to the patients working out. So I'm getting ready to go do my workout and just wanted to stop and talk to you a little bit about this just to make sure that you can show that congruency. The other things that we do here to make sure that we're practicing what we preach is that we really don't have sweets and that sort of thing. Even for birthday celebrations, we'll have some little cupcakes, granted, but we'll always have a healthy alternative, some cheese there, some berries, something that is better for us than just having a whole bunch of junk. We rarely have reps come in bringing lunches, but when they do, they're bringing something that is more of a salad with some sort of a protein on it. We don't allow all the pastas and breads and all that sort of thing to come into the practice, just because that way we can help practice what we preach. And it's really important and also helps us be congruent and also makes us just feel better about being able to promote things for our patients that we actually follow ourselves. None of us are model size and we're not perfect. But we're always striving. We always have little challenges amongst ourselves. And it's a great environment to work in. And quite frankly, I think it's something that attracts great employees. And it also helps with retention because they have access to all what they need in order to be healthy, whether it's products, fitness, visits with the physician, counseling sessions, all that sort of thing. So just a question to you. Are you practicing what you preach? If you are, keep it up. If you're not, think about incorporating some of these things for yourself too. One of the other things we've done is we've got a, I don't know if you can see that, a slim down showdown. We do little competitions for the community, and it's so much fun to bring people in here and help them get healthy too and do a little bit of healthy competition amongst them. So these are just a few ideas. Give me a shout out if you want to brainstorm something for your practice. And if you need help with anything, Carol, K-A-R-O-L, at weightlosspracticebuilder.com. And until next time, I hope you have a healthy day. Take care.
That's all for this episode of Build the Weight Loss Practice of Your Dreams. Be sure to hit the subscribe button and visit weightlosspracticebuilder.com to stay up to date on more ways to build a successful practice that you love with results, revenue, and referrals. We look forward to having you join us next time.